morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Keeping busy, doing well, and the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, McKay. But what I love about you, McKay, and they can't see this on the radio, I know, I love to still come into the studio and see the Packers hat going strong.
And the shirt and the watch. I've got five different Packer hats.
Absolutely. So it will be interesting to see what happens for sure. And that is sad to see for you, McKay. But hey, there's always next year, right?
Well, if you'd have told me 8 weeks ago Green Bay was going to be in the NFC Championship, I would have had you drug tested.
So, okay, you know. Perfect. And we always like to have our in-house lending specialist with us. And back again, we didn't scare him away. We've got Mr. Mike Denslow with Home Street. Mike, how are you?
Doing good. Ready for another show.
Absolutely. So we're still battling a little bit of the white stuff. Is it going to melt? Is it still here? But at least there were some days where the kids were in school.
Mm-hmm. Kids were in school, and you didn't have to put your car in four-wheel drive.
Absolutely. So I definitely think that is a win for sure. Well, we always like to start off, before we jump into our topic, we like to live vicariously through our celebrity real estate segment. And this week, why not make his day? You could buy Clint Eastwood's Pebble Beach Mansion. So this is a drop in the bucket, Denslow. We've got a 5-acre fenced and gated property in Pebble Beach where ex-wife Dina filmed a short-lived reality show, Mrs. Eastwood and Company. So you might have seen this house on TV. Asking price, $9.75 million. Now, what'll that get you? Mike's like, what am I going to get for my $9.75 million? It is a 7,000 square foot estate, 5 acres, 6 bedrooms, 6 baths, ocean views, and kind of the old Spanish style wood beams.
Well, if anybody wants an estimated payment on that house, they can get a hold of me.
They can get a hold of you. Now, originally, you know, he got some equity here, 94 bought for $3.9 million. So a little bit of equity there. And don't worry, folks, he's not going to be roughing it because he is selling this house, but he is keeping his 16,000 square foot hilltop home just down the street. So,
He still has access to the Pebble Beach car show.
Yes, absolutely there. So that's our crazy celebrity real estate story there. Like I say, if you want to run out and purchase that, I'll give you a referral to a great agent down there, and Mike can do the loan for you. So we'll be ready to go. So one of the things we always like to do is look at the local real estate market. We're always taking topics. What are our customers asking? And that's how we're coming up with the topic for the show. And this week, one of the big things we get right now is people are trying to buy to take advantage of still the low interest rates, trying to get things in order for the coming year. And so as Mike and I were talking off the air and talking about a topic for this week's show, one of the things that comes up is people are like, do I need to have 20% down to buy? Or what does that process look like right now? What's one of the first things I need to do when they come into your office? And do you have to have the 20% down to buy?
Well, that's why I like to talk to the clients in person rather than just going onto the website and filling out the app. It's very impersonal. I like to have the conversation and go through a lot of different options. And the first thing I ask people is, how long are you going to have this house? And then they always are taken aback by, oh, man, why are you asking that question? Well, it goes to closing costs. It goes to pain points. There are all these different things. But no, you don't have to have 20% down. VA is a zero down loan. You're a veteran, boom, you know, and you're qualified for a VA loan, zero down loan. FHA is 3.5%. Conventional can be as low as 3%. More commonly, it's 5%. But there's so many down payment assistance programs if you're looking for help with the down payment. We've got the local Tri-City Down Payment Consortium. And then through the state, Washington State Housing and Finance Commission, we have the Home Advantage Program. Both of those help out with the down payment, get you into a place. And oftentimes, the payment is very similar to what people are paying for rent.
It's true, and especially like we said, rates are still low in that situation where you're looking at, can I get into a place before they start to go back up?
Historically low.
As we like to say. So when folks do that and we're looking at that buying process and being ready, one of the things we're pushing from the agent side right now is we're seeing a lot of multiple offers on our properties. There's lower inventory. So when we do that, we're telling our clients, you want to have already talked to a lender, because if we go into a multiple offer situation, we don't have a pre-qualification letter, we don't have a pre-approval letter, and we're a step behind. And so I always tell people, you need to go in and have that first conversation with Mike. On your end, what happens after that first meeting once you decide?
Well, essentially, going through all of their options with them, we're running them through our software, which is going to say, hey, hypothetically, if this person with this credit and this amount of a down payment and this amount of income, can they afford this home? So we do that process. And, you know, I've done a ton of loans. I've been doing this for 15 years now. So you probably have a good idea. Most loan officers have been around for a while, have a good idea of looking at their credit and looking at income and looking at their current debts, how this is going to play out and what you would recommend. I'm not going to tell somebody this is your option and not give them A, B, and C. You know, if you give them one, that's not really giving them options. So I like to go over why I'm recommending certain things over other things. They might come in and say, hey, I want a first-time home buyer loan. They're like, well, you got great credit. You got 20% down.
Why would I put you into that?
Why would you want to do that? So it's really a feeling out process. You run them through the software and then you get back with them and say, hey, this is what I think the recommendation is. And then we go from there. A lot of times, you know, you're getting pre-approved to $250,000 and you come back and say, well, I found this place for $255,000 or $260,000. Well, typically about every $1,000 difference in price only changes your payment by $5 a month.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of little nuances like that I like to go over with the client and get them educated so they feel comfortable in the home purchasing when they come back to you.
Well, we always appreciate that too, because people a lot of times are comfortable with a certain payment. So they like to see what that transpires into purchasing power. Yep. So if we can get them to a position where they're comfortable, they know monthly where they want to be, it makes that process go faster. And then important on the agent side is that Mike and his team has reviewed all of that and they've sat down. So now we have a pre-approval letter. We have a pre-qualification letter. We go back. Now when we find that house you want and we're competing against three other buyers, they're not looking at some out-of-town, maybe pre-approval letter. We've got a local lender. We've got his name on it. He signed it. And so it really legitimizes our offer when we put that in front of the seller. And we can say, look, I've done a lot of business with Mike at Home Street and Mark at Home Street and his crew. And I can say, here it is. We've done a lot of business together. This is a deal. This isn't a maybe. This isn't a, we've gone to a national website and filled out an application with the numbers we want it to look like. It gives a seller a lot more confidence to see that than the alternative.
Yeah, and being in the market for so long, we know the majority of the agents.
Absolutely. And so
they are familiar with Home Street and they're familiar with my name and the other names of the people in the office.
So it's giving yourself a leg up when you're in those competitive situations. And likely, like we've talked about, if you're looking at a house that's under $300,000 right now, you're going to be in that competitive situation. Very, very good information, Mike. Mike, we're going to go to break, but before we go to break, there is something I did want to ask you about. So one of the things as we kind of introduce you to the audience and people get to know you better is you're always involved in the community. I know you've been involved in Water Follies for ages, and you did a lot for the hydro community in that event. And I think even once somehow, I don't know how I got sucked into it, but you did an event called Charity Drive where I had to buy a car and then do autocross racing and then donate the car. But I'm seeing on your website and your Facebook pages right now, and I'm seeing it all around town. What the heck is this Love the Try thing?
It's an idea. Again, these, I don't know where they come from, but we didn't have any good Tri-Cities gear. You know, something that you could wear in town to show pride or out of town. Hmm. And I was like, why don't we have that? You know, and I didn't want to be that person that said, hey, why didn't I think of that?
Okay, I like it.
And so I came up with a logo and met with a local company to supply hats and T-shirts and a whole bunch of different things. And the big thing is I'm donating all the profits to charities, local charities. I've already donated over $44,000 for all the sales that we've done so far. Boys and Girls Club was rewarded, and the Domestic Violence Services of Benton and Franklin County so far. So you get to represent Tri-Cities, and you get to donate to local charities, and it's just been a very rewarding experience so far.
Well, that's awesome, and I know the stuff is cool, and the only reason I know it's cool is because my 7th and 8th grader have the gear and ask me to get them more. So that's my determination of cool. And when I wear the hat, I've got one or two of the hats, and I love what you're doing, and it's great. I've had people ask me. I was in Seattle, and somebody stopped me and said, hey, are you from the Tri-Cities, and where did you get that hat? So how can people get some of that if they want some Love the Try gear?
LoveTheTry.com.
Okay, perfect. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we've got a special guest with us. We're going to check in. We like to check into other markets around the country. We're going to check into the Arizona real estate market and talk to an agent about what's going on in that market when we come back.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking today about purchasing, down payments, looking at loan structures, and kind of going over how a buyer that wants to get started, what they do in those first initial steps with the mortgage, and really getting together with Mike Denslow at Home Street and seeing what we can knock out there. One of the things I always like to do after the break is fit in a couple quick picks on some property before we jump into our next topic. Pick number one is we've got a couple lots out in Benton City. Now, this is a one-acre lot right on the edge of Red Mountain. Gorgeous panoramic views. Great location or great investment opportunity for a developer as well. This is priced at $60,000. We also have an additional lot right beside this, split into two other parcels, and that is priced at $40,000. So some great opportunities with some great lots out there and just awesome territorial views. Pick number two, this is 2631 Sandpiper Lane in Richland, out in Horn Rapids, four bedroom, three bath, 2,400 square feet. Open concept, great for entertaining, spacious kitchen. You also get a formal dining in this plan. Kitchen opens up to the family room, half bath and laundry on the main level. So absolutely great plan. You've got your four bedrooms up, private bath in the master bath with dual sink vanity. Great, great plan in Horn Rapids, and that's priced at $279.9. So there's some good options out there. And then my last, pick number three, this is a riverfront lot north of Pasco, right off of Fanning Road, 1.86-acre lot, and it's right on the Columbia River. And so this lot is situated. It's not one of the lots that sits up on the bluffs and overlooks the river to where you're a little bit detached. It actually is right on the river. The owner's gone ahead and put the driveway down, so you drive down to riverfront. You can build the house within like 50 feet of the water. So absolutely fantastic Riverview Light, and that's coming in at 225. I think that is physically as close to the water I can get you for under 300,000. And at 225, great, great lot if you've thought about building a marquee custom home on the river. So those are our quick picks for our second half topic today. Very fortunate. One of the things we like to do is check in with other markets around the country, see what's going on. A lot of times we'll do this via phone with other agents that we refer business to and network with. We were lucky enough this time to catch Kurt Stinson is here from Realty Executives right out of Tucson, Arizona. He also does a lot of business in the Phoenix market. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lance.
Well, it's great. We always talk about our connections and what makes a great agent, and one of those is knowing people and having a network across the country. And I know you and I go to a lot of those same networking events that we can keep in touch with the market, compare market trends, and also have somebody you can trust your referrals with. So we like having that option. One of the things I was really excited about is getting you in here, because if I'm not mistaken, you used the direct flight from Mesa to Tri-Cities, correct?
Oh, amazing flight. Actually is great. It was like a taxi.
And your core business is Tucson, so which was only, you said, just over an hour drive?
Yeah, it was about an hour and a half drive, and I got on the plane, and 2 hours later, I was in Pasco.
And I think a lot of the cool part about that route is we have a lot of folks that, as you noticed when you got off the plane here, it is a 30 degrees, freezing fog, snow. And so we have a lot of folks that, for that reason, and now having that direct flight, have second homes in your market. And so talk to us a little bit about what's going on in Tucson now. What's it like there right now in your market?
Well, it's actually a really stable market. It's definitely nothing what you're experiencing here, Lance. I'm just shocked about how fast homes sell, your multiple offers. It's crazy here. And in Tucson, we're seeing some of that in Phoenix, but not nearly as much in Tucson. Tucson's pretty a level market. Things are going up. The average days on market right now is about 60, 65 days. Home prices are still very reasonable. We're still feeling the effects of the crash, and it's still very affordable. I mean, people can pick up a nice home in Tucson for a really nice home, newer, for $175,000 to $225,000.
Jeez Louise. And what is your average market price? So ours has gone up now, and I know you and I have compared over the last 10 years, and it's actually flip-flopped. So our average price here in Tri-Cities is now running right around $235,000. What's the average in Tucson?
We're right at $210,000.
$210,000. Okay, so it has made some significant gains since the crash, but still a little bit lower than this market.
Yes, exactly. Still pretty affordable. I mean, it's definitely, and it's nice because it's stabilized out, meaning we're supposed to be the sixth fastest appreciating market next year, but it's still only a 6% gain. So it's not like we're going gangbusters. So it's not like it was before in the heyday, we saw a 35% increase in prices.
Holy
and no
smokes.
Wonder why we crashed.
Yeah, absolutely. That is, that's a staggering number. I mean, I get concerned here in Tri-Cities when I see pockets go up 10 to 12%. I'm freaking out a little bit. So, yeah, 35 is absolutely insane. Well, that's a great price point, a great opportunity for people to get a second home in potentially an appreciating market, which is fantastic. What do you see? One of the things we've seen around here, and I wonder if this affects your market at all, is because of the speed of things and what's happening, we're seeing appraisal times here lengthen out a little bit. What's your turn time down there in Arizona?
Well, our average escrow is 45 days now. And we were 30 days, but now with all the new regulations in lending, it slowed us up a little bit. So we're now 45 days. My biggest fight, being on the real estate side of it, is agents that represent buyers want to wait until after the home inspection to order the appraisal. And I want it done immediately as a listing, on my listings. I want the appraisal ordered immediately. But buyer's agents keep waiting until after the home inspection is done. So that's putting a little bit of delay, and we're fighting, we fight amongst ourselves in the industry about that.
That's funny to hear that, because we talk about some things that are different between markets. Kurt just hit on something that is absolutely the exact same. So we're no different. It's the same here. Like when you represent a buyer, you don't want to spend the money until you know you're getting the deal on the inspection. And when you represent a seller, yeah, you want that done right away. So that's huge, but that's really funny to hear you say that, because there is, I guess it doesn't matter which part of the country you're in. That doesn't matter in Tri-Cities or in Tucson or Phoenix. We have that exact same discussion here. So a lot of things are very similar. Now, are you guys the same? Do you guys close in Arizona with escrow companies, or do you close with attorneys?
We are very lucky. We do not have to close with an attorney. We escrow and title are done at the escrow title company. And we are now seeing sometimes the insurance arm of the process is a different company than the escrow company. So different relationships and stuff like that. So we might close at, let's say, a company I use is Title Security, but the insurance is issued by Signature Title. So, but it doesn't really affect the consumer. They don't really know the difference. The prices are still the same, just two different brands.
Oh, that's really funny, because we have neither of those companies in Tri-City. So it's always funny to hear different names. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for giving us kind of that breakdown on what's going on in the Arizona market. Shameless plug, is there a website for people looking to relocate or buy second homes down in Tucson?
Yes, please come to my website. It is homesbykurt.com.
With a C, right?
C-U-R-T.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate the update. And we know that you will leave the Tri-Cities with less wine that was here than when you got here. So we're showing him a tourist good time in Washington. So it's been a lot of fun comparing the differences and looking at the market, for sure.
He'll also leave with probably a Love the Tri-Hat.
I Love the Tri-Hat. Absolutely. Well, one of the things we'll just wrap up with here quickly is we definitely just wanted to get through kind of Mike's process, all the different programs that they have at Home Street, hit on kind of the importance of getting in and talking with them about that process. Mike, if you had to pick out one thing that we could help people with in the lending process or as they go through that process with you when we wrap up here, what's a mistake that you see over and over again that buyers make that they could potentially avoid in that lending real estate process?
Very good question. And the answer is a funny one. It's don't wait to ask questions, because there's a lot of people who don't come in because they're afraid or embarrassed, or they don't want to admit that they don't know what to do. And I've had people wait months and months and rent for years and years just because they didn't want to come in and divulge to someone that, well, I thought I needed to do 20% down, or I thought this, or I don't know what my credit is. Just come in. Just reach out and ask questions, because the sooner you do, if your credit needs to be worked on, we can talk about it. If you need to save for a down payment, we can strategize about it. Any of those things we can get past. But just sitting and waiting and keep paying rent because you're, you know, too shy to come in and ask, well, then you're going to keep paying rent longer than you need to.
Well, no, and that's a good point. I had no idea that that's what you were going to say. And I learned a long time ago, like, you either, if you don't know the answer, you tell me that you can find it out. And when you do know the answer, it helps me. I mean, I've got you on speed dial on my phone. And I mean, I ask you all kinds of crazy questions all the time. And probably half the time I'm asking you the same question I might have asked you 6 months ago, just in a little different way. So from my aspect on the real estate side, I'm the same way. When people bring those questions, gosh, that's a great point, is just give us a call and let us know. And then if we don't know, I'm surely going to get you to somebody like Mike that can figure it out. So once again, best way to get a hold of you and your office, Mike?
572-3651 is my direct line at work. The office line is 572-3650 for the front desk.
Perfect. And if you ever hear about anything on the show or a guest or need a referral to one of our partners that we work with, please always go to kenmoreteam.com. You can shoot us a message and we'll get right back to you with that. And we'll also be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.